In our next episode, we take a step outside the realm of pure philosophy and talk to a scientist who is trying to understand the mind from the neurons up.
That's Stanford's Jay McClellan, one of the world's leading cognitive scientists and one of the founding fathers of an approach to understanding the mind called connectionism.
Connectionists see the mind as a very special kind of computer, what they call a neuronal computer. And we got Jay to explain to us a bit about how neural computation really works.
You be the judge of whether the science of connectionism will solve the philosophical mystery of mind.
Welcome to Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence. I'm John Perry.
And I'm Ken Taylor. We're coming to you from the studios of KALW in San Francisco.
Continuing conversations that begin at Philosopher's Corner on the Stanford campus.
Today, we're going to discuss an innovative theory of how the mind works based on how the brain and its neurons actually work. That theory is called connectionism.
Classical computers, like the one you probably have on your desk, do many things quite well that we humans don't do so well. And they do badly many things that we do pretty well, like learning. So they're really not very good models of the human mind, but neural computers do well what we do well and tend to do less well what we do less well. They're a much more promising model for
me. One of the things you mentioned, learning from experience, is one of the things that humans do well, and neural computers do that well. So we'll start by looking at the problem of learning and what kind of problem it presents and show how that helps motivate connectionism.
Next, we'll examine a few of the main ideas behind connectionism. Ideas that explain in a biological and neurological way how the mind does what it does.
You know, connectionism has had some remarkable successes, but there are still skeptics out there who think it's entirely on the wrong track. We'll close by examining the basis for that skepticism.
So, Ken, if you opened up my brain and put it under some kind of scope, what do you think you'd see?
Well, you'd see, first of all, a bunch of neurons, and they contain a lot of electrical chemicals. There are these synaptic connections between neurons. Electrical impulses travel along those synaptic connections, and when one neuron receives an electrical impulse from another, it does different things. One thing it can do is get really excited and start sending out more electrical impulses of its own, or sometimes it get really kind of tamped down and start sending out fewer and fewer and fewer, and that's basically what goes on in the brain.
Well, Ken, I'm very impressed with your knowledge, and I thought you're